Good afternoon, and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now open your Bibles, open your minds, and join in the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Running a little late today, coming into the studio, so I'm a little out of breath. Apologize for that, but beautiful day out there, and we're going to get started here in just a minute and catch my breath here, but we've got a special guest that's going to be calling in here, and we'll be catching up with her in just a moment here, but had to hurry getting in here, got delayed coming in. One of the problems with live radio is sometimes things happen, and you get just a little bit delayed with what you're doing. But, catch my breath here. Had to jog up into the studio. All right. Well, as I said, you're listening to Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until 2 o'clock right here on AM 1220, The Word. And thank you for your patience, bearing with us here. And we will get started here. We're going to be talking about issue one here today, and we have a special guest with us today, and we have Sue Leibel, who's calling in, Director of State Affairs and Midwest Regional Director with the Susan B. Anthony list, and I apologize, I'm still a little out of breath running in the studio, but and I believe that she is with us right now, and Sue Leibel, welcome to the program today.
Hello, Pastor Al. Thanks for having me.
I apologize. I got a little bit of delay coming into the studio, and I had to jog into the studio, and I'm not a jogger, but I'll catch my breath here eventually. So, but I appreciate you calling in today, and we're talking about issue one, which, of course, it's going to be on the ballot, and there's early voting going on right now in Ohio, and of course, Election Day is this coming Tuesday, and if you have not voted, we certainly encourage you to vote, and we encourage you to vote no on issue one, and Sue Leibel, if you could introduce yourself, tell us where people can find out some more information, and we'll jump right into this.
Sure. I'm Sue Leibel with Susan B. Anthony Pro-Life America. We're based out of Washington, D.C., although we do work all the way all around the country. And we have seen just a terrible trend across the country with some of these ballot initiatives where the abortion industry is maybe a little less than honest when their commercials or what they say that the language would do. And then other states found themselves with a bait and switch, or they thought they were voting for one thing and they got another thing in reality. So we wanted to be sure to tell the voters of Ohio what is really going on here with this ballot initiative. And, you know, changing the Constitution is a serious, serious matter. In fact, the folks in Michigan have just found that while they did the same thing, they passed it. What they have found now is that their legislature is just in the process of removing all of the safety standards, the guardrails for the abortion procedure. So there would be no more health and safety requirements, women getting informed consent or any information about the procedure, that a doctor, it doesn't even have to be a doctor that would do it. Those things would happen in Ohio as well. And we're kind of here to get the word out and be sure that folks know to vote no on Tuesday.
Absolutely. I appreciate that because there's really a number of reasons. I know people have heard some of these already, but you had mentioned one right there. I was thinking of a number of reasons about not even necessarily needing to be a doctor or have medical training in order to do this. And people don't think about that, do they?
No. In fact, Pastor Al, I don't think people maybe don't think about abortion much at all. It's not pleasant to think of. It's most people think it was supposed to be rare and safe, and that's why we have it today, but in fact, it's just the opposite. So, like I was saying, if this passes, there are some sneaky little words in there that would allow all of the health and safety. You know, when you or I go to the doctor, they look at pre-existing conditions or maybe what other medications you're taking, and they kind of see the whole medical picture of us, you know, when they prescribe us something or a surgery or something. That would not happen anymore with abortion. Women would be on their own. And in my opinion, they, in the name of abortion, they've just thrown women under the bus. So I would say, Ohio women, beware. We make assumptions that this is America and we have, there's going to be a procedure like that. It would be somebody, you know, with oversight of that, and there would not be. And so that is shocking. The other really shocking thing, and I'm sure you've talked about this already on your program, but it would also, if it passes, it will allow abortion up until the birth, up until the baby is old enough to be born. And that, after 15 or so weeks or so, the baby can actually feel the pain of itself being killed. And so, in fact, there are very, very few countries on the whole globe that allow late-term abortion for that very reason. It's brutal, and it's cruel. And if this were to pass, that's what it would allow. And I know that Ohioans don't want that. All the polling shows that they don't agree with that. And I was just talking about, you know, having a doctor and medical oversight. More than 75% of Ohioans say that they don't want those to go away either. So there are a lot of unintended consequences here. Think of it this way. It's the abortion industry that's pushing this. There's a lot of money on the table for them. There's a lot of there are a lot of pros for them and cons for the people. So want to make sure that's very obvious, and that we're talking about it in the way that the language actually says, not what the TV commercials say.
Oh, absolutely. And you just brought up a good point that I want to touch on about the money that is in this. And, you know, we have an individual in Ohio here, Martin Haskell, who is notorious for, I believe, partial birth abortion. And I'm going to phrase it this way. He has invested heavily in this, hasn't he? Because he stands to make a lot of money, doesn't he?
Yes, you're exactly right. He is let's say he's infamous.
Yes.
He developed the partial birth abortion procedure. He does late term abortions all across the country, has an interest in Ohio too. And he has contributed to this campaign. He wants it to pass. Well, why would he want that to pass? Because it would, in fact, allow late-term abortions. Those are more expensive than, your earlier time, because it's much more dangerous for the mother, for the woman, to have a late-term abortion. If this passes, that's exactly what you're going to see. So he has a stake in that. So, you know, with friends like that, you know,
right. I was going to say, when you look at him and the late term abortions, in particular partial birth abortions that he's infamous for, how often is that carried out for, let's say, the health of the mother? I wouldn't say the health of the baby, because certainly the baby is killed.
No.
But they try to say these things have to be necessary for the health of the mother. How often does that happen, do you think?
Not very often at all. And the majority, research will show you that the majority of late-term abortions are done for convenience sake. The other side would have you believe, and sometimes it does happen. It's just very tragic when there really is something wrong with the mother, her life is in danger or something like that. But it does not happen very often at all. They want it to, however, because he makes a lot more money with the later-term abortions. The other thing, I'd like to say one more thing. And the other thing that this would do, and again, it's that fancy language that's in there that is deceiving, is that parents would no longer have any say so may not even be notified if their daughter were to seek an abortion, or their son were to seek the gender transition drugs, you know, or the surgery for gender transition. So any minor could get, quote, reproductive care without, unquote, without their parents' knowledge. And this, again, is so shocking, and it may seem so unthinkable to your listeners. It is to me. I'm sure I'm not alone. But this is exactly how this this ballot question is worded, saying that an individual, they don't say a woman, they don't say adult, they don't say, certainly don't say minors, but any individual has a right to reproductive care. So that's what they're going after there, is they're going after, you know, not having parents involved in these very, very critical decisions that their children are making.
Well, and when you point that out, the fact that the parents are not allowed to be involved, and not only are parents not allowed to be involved, the state will have no ability to regulate any of this, will they? So what does that do with all of our existing pro-life laws here in Ohio?
I'm glad you mentioned that. I really am, because they would all not apply. Because remember, we're voting to put it in the Constitution. We're not voting on a law that, you know, your legislature can change. Your governor, you know, the other parts of government may have to say something to say. So this would go into the Constitution, and it would take. If Ohio is sitting very well as a very pro-life state. The irony of this is that your Ohioans have elected pro-life leaders for their Senate and representatives and their governor and the other their Congress. Ohio is a pro-life state and has a lot of common sense, reasonable safety and health regulations, like I was talking about earlier. For example, today, if you're going to get an abortion, a doctor has to do it. It has to be a doctor, a license in the state of Ohio. Women have to get some information, at least if, you know, I don't know about you, but I've had my knee replaced and all kinds of things. You always get the handouts, you
right.
Get some information. They wouldn't have to get any information about this most life-changing decision and what it means for their future fertility or, you know, the risks of complications or anything like that. None of that. And, or even not having the doctor not having hospital privileges should she have a problem and need, you know, further care. So all of that would go away. And I tell you what, there's a look no further than Michigan. It's a cautionary tale.
Mm-hmm.
Just this week, which is kind of ironic, but just this week, the Michigan Senate and yesterday the Michigan House have passed laws that peel back the clinic regulations. The clinics wouldn't have to be licensed or even inspected anymore. I mean, I think we all assume that in today's medical marketplace, somebody makes sure that when I go to the doctor's office or a hospital that it's clean or, you know, sterilizes things or whatever. I think we make that assumption because we're Americans. That would go away in Michigan if this bill passes next week. And so you'll remember that their amendment, their ballot question passed last year. And what we're seeing is they're just dismantling all of those common sense regulations. They say they won't, but that's exactly what they're doing literally this week in Michigan. So it's a cautionary tale for Ohio. Look no further than Michigan and some other states. And by the way, one last thing I'd like mm-hmm. to add is that this is a pattern across the country. I'm guessing you're thinking about Ohio. Of course, you're not really looking and doing the research, but there the abortion industry and the ACLU are targeting 8 other states for next year. So they know they've lost when Roe versus Wade was overturned, you know, that they're kind of on the run. And so their answer is to go to certain states and change the Constitution. And
right.
So this is a pattern. It's a trend. And I would implore your listeners for lots of reasons, not just that, especially the life and death aspect of this, but to vote no on issue one.
And I couldn't agree with you more on that. I've been saying for a long time when looking at issue one, this would take Ohio, and you touched on some of this, from being a very pro-life state to overnight would become one of the most pro-death states, not just merely one of the pro-death states in America, but looking at any place in the world. And you had touched on some of this a little bit ago. We would be amongst all of the various countries in the world, one of the most pro-death places in the world, putting us in places like North Korea and China, wouldn't it?
That is exactly right, yes. And in fact, we've done some research. Our Charlotte Lozier Institute, our scientific arm, we're just one in seven countries on the planet that allows for this late-term abortion. And you said it, North Korea and China and other countries, very few, seven of us, still allow this, and it's just unconscionable. Don't let Ohio get in that company. Let's don't. In fact, that's why we're also working at the federal level to make have America as a whole have a limit of how far you can go, because we have got to get out of the company of Russia and North Korea when it comes to killing babies.
Certainly not an enviable place to be in. And I've been talking to some people, and I said, even just looking at the United States Constitution, Amendment 5 and Amendment 14 both talk about the federal government in Amendment 5 and the state governments in Amendment 14 not being able to deprive people of life without due process of law. And you see how the founding fathers viewed life. And if we view these unborn children as living human beings, which they clearly are, they're certainly not unalive, or you wouldn't have to worry about an abortion. It's life that's precious and life that needs to be protected, isn't it?
Absolutely, it is. It is, and really, we all know it. We know when we're pregnant that we're pregnant with a baby, which is a human being. It's our species, and it is our life is precious in the sight of God, and to begin to pretend otherwise or to try to lie and say it's a blob of tissue or something like that is just we're seeing a lot of that these days, aren't we? Where we're the truth isn't really what we're supposed to believe, but let's don't believe that. We know that life is God breathed, and mm-hmm. we are made in the image of God, and that's why this is such a battle. That's why it's so fierce.
Mm-hmm.
And I will leave it at that. One other thing I'd like to say: there's another tactic that's happening in Ohio. This really drives me crazy, but there's a lot of fear mongering going on, saying that that if you pass this, women won't get care for a miscarriage or for an pregnancy or something like that. That is blatantly untrue. Every state in the country, including Ohio, allows for necessary and timely medical treatment to save the life of a pregnant woman if there's an emergency. Those aren't considered abortions. It's a miscarriage, of course, as we all know. So the ads claim that women won't receive this care. That is 100% false. In fact, a group of doctors have come out, maybe you've seen the commercials, to say, that this isn't true. The health department even came out with guidance that that's not true. So there's a lot of misinformation out there. There's a lot of confusion. But women will still get the health care that they need.
Absolutely. Well, I do want to thank you for being on, Sue. I said Libel. It's Libel, right? Your last name?
Yes, and that's just fine. Libel, Sue Libel.
And where can people find out more information?
Oh, I think that people would enjoy going to protectwomenohio.com.
All right. Well, thank you so much. We're out of time. I'm sorry about that. There's so much information to cover. I want to appreciate it. Get out, vote no on issue one. Thank you.
You've been listening to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com. Read articles on a variety of topics by Pastor Al at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to join him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9 p.m. The Bible Baptist Church meets at 4174 Wheatley Road, Suite 200 in Richfield every Sunday at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m., and then every Friday at 7. You can contact Pastor Al by writing Pastor Al Davis at Post Office Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night from 10 to midnight. And again, next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2, right here on AM 1220, The Word. Late Night Live with Pastor Al is brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.